Listening to the news this morning, we heard that same old government report or independent report talking about energy in the future, and in particular renewable energy and how we're going to get all our energy that obviously we will need, and we have to change the way that we use energy, the way that we produce energy. No questions about that, but it always comes down to the same things. In Britain, we seem to have gone mad about wind power, and I don't have a problem with wind power whatsoever. Those giant turbines, although love them or hate them, I actually think that they're quite nice in some ways. They're quite artistic, they're quite dramatic. But the other argument always comes, if we can't have wind power or we can't have enough wind power, because we can't cover the complete countryside with wind turbines, and then we don't know if the wind's going to blow, there's that old argument, we need to go back to nuclear. Now, I've never been a fan of nuclear power particularly, although even I have come round to the realisation that maybe things have changed, the way that it's produced has got a lot better. There's still that big question mark about the waste and what we do with the waste and how we manage to contain that waste and the length of time that it's still active for. But the thing that always gets left behind, I think, is solar power. Why on earth is solar power always overlooked? We all know about the sun. I can look out of my window here. I can see the sun shining. You don't actually need the sun to shine to collect solar energy, unlike wind power where you need the wind. Yes, obviously, the brighter the sunlight, the more sunlight you get, the better the generating power. What I can't understand is why we're not encouraging the use of solar power. Why not make a law, change things for all the new homes that need to be built in this country, or any country for that matter? Every new home has to have a certain amount of solar power attached. We could put solar panels just about everywhere, on just about any building in the world, in our country, it doesn't matter where it is. They won't be as unsightly as wind turbines. They certainly won't be as destructive and leave as much waste behind as a nuclear power plant, and it won't destroy part of the countryside or a coastline, shall we say, by putting a new power station, a nuclear power station in there as well. So there you go. Why not solar power? In some ways, it's why we're here in the first place. The easiest source of energy that we probably got out there, certainly renewable energy. We don't have to dig anything up. We don't have to generate anything as such. Just use a few photovoltaic cells, put something on your rooftop or on your building, and there you are, the sun shines, it doesn't matter if it does or not. Power will be produced. Surely that's got to be an easy way. Thank you.